And give God some praise. How many know that God is worthy of all of the praises? How many know that he's been good to you, brought you from a mighty, mighty long ways? Come on, let's give God some praise in the house today. Good morning. Good morning to all of you that are here, all of you that are listening in out there in social media. This is the day that the Lord has made, and he has told us to rejoice and be glad in it. How many are happy once again this morning? If you got hands to clap, you ought to clap your hands. Amen. Let us welcome the Holy Spirit into this place. Thank you, Lord. Come on, everybody. Thank you, Lord. Somebody ought to say that. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Come on, everybody, thank him. Thank you, Lord. How many know that he's been good to you? Every eye closed, if there are any in the vestibule, before we begin our invocation, you may let them in. Truly, God has been a wonderful God to all of us. Brought us another year, second Sunday in the month of January. 2023. Oh, what a wonderful day it is to be able to be in the presence of the Lord. And we ought to act like God has been good to us. Give him the glory, give him the praise, the honor that he is due. And as we pray, let us take our minds off of everything that's around us. concentrate on the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for us. Amen. Our Father and our God, again, we come into your presence, realizing, Lord, that it was nobody but you that brought us to the point where we are now. We recognize, Father, that it's all because of you that we are where we are this hour. And we say thank you. And we thank you, God, because we realize that it's in you that we live, we move, and we have our beings. We understand, Lord, that had it not been for you who was on our side, Father, where would we be today, this hour, this moment? So we come to lift your name. We come to give your name the praise. We come to give your name the glory. Come now, Holy Spirit. Manifest your spirit among your people. Bless your preach word right now. Crown Reverend Gordon with wisdom, power, knowledge, and understanding. And we can pour into him. He can pour into us what you would have each of us to know. Bless our pastor in his absence. Bless his family and bless the entire New Hope family, Lord, that we all be on the same accord, that we remove self out of the way, that in the end you will get the glory. We thank you now. We give you honor and we give you the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we say amen. Come on and give God some more praise. Amen. Our responsive reading, amen. Turn with me to the book of Psalms. Amen. The book of Psalms. For our responsive reading. Amen. Psalms 23. Amen. I'll read the first verse. You will follow thereafter. We will all read the last verse together. Amen. Psalms 23, the 23rd division of Psalm. Many of us know this by heart. Amen. Verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over altogether. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Amen. Please remain standing with us for our morning scripture. If there are any in the vestibule, you can let them in. Turn with me to the first book of John. The first book of John. That's somewhere around Revelations there. Not Saint John, but the first book of John. The first book of John. Amen. The fifth chapter. Amen. The fifth chapter, beginning at verse 1. 5th chapter, beginning at verse 1. And when you have it, say amen. Amen. Whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves him who begat also loves him who is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Verse 5 reads, who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? May God add a blessing to the reading of his word for the good and the edifying of our souls. We will now be blessed by a male chorus. Amen.
Good morning, Saints. Good morning. Come on, good morning, Saints. I know it's kind of early. Amen. Threatening rain out there, but God is good. All you got to do is just get on the main line, and you can call him up and tell him what you want. Ought to have a witness in the church. Praise the Lord. Holler, Lord, wake us up this morning. Please, Lord, touch somebody. Amen. Kind of shake them a little bit, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know you done woke them up out of the sleep, but wake them up kind of spiritually. Yeah. This morning. We gonna sing anyway if y'all don't say nothing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Y'all ready to sing, fellas? Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus.
Amen. Come on and give our mayor chorus another hand. Amen. Truly, you can call. That's what my grandmama used to sing. Amen. Jesus is on the main line. Amen. That old country church. They didn't have all this music. They didn't have all this music. Jesus is on the main line. Call him up and tell him, not nobody else, but tell him what you want. Amen. Amen. Come on and give our male chorus another hand. Today we give honor to God, who is our Heavenly Father, again to the Holy Spirit, who is our comforter and our guide. Amen. To my pastor, Dr. Steed, in his absence, the Speaker of the Hour, Reverend Gordon. Amen. To all of the ministers that are on the roster that are here. Amen. To all of you, the deacons, mothers, members, and friends, isn't it good to be amongst the living? Amen. For those of you that have not seen since last year, Happy New Year to you. Amen. It's another wonderful year that the Lord has spared us one more time. He's given us another opportunity to get it right with Him. Amen. And I'm happy today. Amen. I got up this morning about 2 o'clock. I don't feel no ways tired. Come this far by faith, leaning on the everlasting Lord. And I just want to say my sleep habits are not the best, Mother Hunter. And sometimes that's when God speaks to you the most. When you can't sleep, God will reveal to you some things he wants you to know. So I am privileged. I'm up every morning anyway at 3:30. And 2 o'clock is just a little bit earlier. Amen. So I thank God for that. Feel good. Feel good. And if you don't feel good, there's something wrong when you got breath to breathe in your body. Amen. So we thank God for that. Bear all of our announcements in mind and govern ourselves accordingly. On next Sunday, put it on your calendar, on next Sunday, at the 10:45 hour, we will be having our new members service. And we will be giving the right hand of fellowship to all new members who have not received it, I think, since COVID took place back in 2019. So all of those that have joined since then, please come at the 10:45 hour to be given the right hand of fellowship. And let us be here to welcome all those who have joined with the New Hope family, amen, so that we can know them and they can know us. Amen. Next Sunday at the 10:45 hour. Are there any visitors here with us, sharing with us this morning? Amen. It looks like everybody is at home. Amen. Praise God. Don't forget, put it on your calendar, Bible study on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Amen. And Wednesday night, we're talking about, Pastor is leading us in our session, we're talking about grace. We're talking about grace. So tune in at the 7 o'clock hour, the 7 o'clock hour on Wednesday, 6 o'clock hour on Wednesday evening, 6 o'clock from 6 to 7. Amen. We will be in our annual Bible study. Amen. Are there any birthdays in this month? If you would, please stand. Any birthdays this month? Amen. Brother Pageant. Amen. I thank Sister Bryant. Amen. Amen. Let us sing happy birthday. And Sister Daniels. Amen. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. We wish all of you many, many more birthdays to come. Amen. Amen. Are there any here who decided that they wanted to get married in January? Amen. Brother Mabry, how many years? 34 years. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. All right. Amen. 34 years. Amen. I haven't made it to 34 yet. My age is not 34 yet. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Again, all of our sick and bereaving families, thank you. On yesterday, we received some news earlier this week as well that two of our members have lost loved ones. Please put on your prayer agenda, Sister Gloria Williams. She lost her son in California, and I understand he was only 54 years old. So pray much for that family. Also, Sister Barbara Jackson, Deacon Hightower, the Hightower family, and the Jackson family, Brother Deacon Robert Jackson went on home to be with the Lord on yesterday. Amen. So keep those families lifted up and all families that we know about and do not know about in their hour of bereavement. So keep those families lifted up. Amen. Please put on your concern list as well. What's the mother's name? She sings in the choir here. Mother Graham. Mother Graham lost her sister this week. Amen. I think Mother Graham is in her 90s. And she sings with the senior choir. Amen. Received the email that she also lost her sister this week there in Alabama. So keep that family lifted up as well. The Griffin family. Sister Griffin aunt. Amen. Deacon Bond. His nephew. Amen. Amen. So, amen. So we never know when it's our day, amen, that we need somebody to say a prayer and step in for us. Amen. Bear all of those that are dealing with illnesses, bear them in mind. Continue to keep in prayer. Sister Smith, one of our ushers, amen, keep her lifted up. Keep Brother Mark Thornton, Father. Brother William Thornton, in our prayers, he has been diagnosed with cancer. So keep Sister Betsy Barney in our prayers as well. Reverend Donovan's wife, who is recuperating from surgery. Amen. Deacon Sims, who fractured his back some time ago, continue to keep him lifted up. And also Brother William Hunter in our prayers. Sister Anita Bedford, amen, who comes to a lot of our 7:30 services, amen. She had surgery a couple of weeks ago, Sister Bedford, amen, and she is recuperating well at home, so keep her lifted up in our prayers as well. Amen. It's that time of the year where God decides to take. And he can also give. So let's just keep one another in our prayers. Amen. I don't know about you, but I need prayer every day and every hour. Amen. I'm going to get out the way. Amen. So that we can have time for the word. Amen. Pray much for our pastor. Amen. As he's traveled to North Carolina to be with his mother. Today is her 93rd birthday. Amen. 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 93 years old. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing it is. What a blessing it is. So they will be celebrating her today. Amen. And we pray that God will continue to bless her, lift her up, and keep her strong. Amen. And the entire family in these days and time. Amen. Amen. I'm going to get out of the way. Let us hear from this choir again. And then the next voice of that you will hear is our speaker of the hour, one of the sons of this church, the Reverend Caesar Gordon, my friend and my brother. Amen.
The pastor say it.
Anybody gonna run? come to church, they just want to look at you. And all they want to do is just look at you. They just come to see what's going on. Then you got some people come to have church. Come to have church. But fellas, we want to tell them we got news. We got news.
Good morning. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, God, to say thank you. We thank you, Lord, for our life, health, and strength. And now, Father God, I just ask, Lord, that while I stand here before your people, Lord, I pray that I decrease and that you might increase, Father God. Speak to me that you can speak through me, Father God. That these words, Father God, will help the lost come to Christ. To help those that do know you, Father God, to live a life that is pleasing to you. It is in Jesus' mighty and awesome name we say thank God. Amen. And once again, I'd like to say good morning.
Also would like to
say Happy New Year's to everyone.
Yes.
But I just don't want you to have a Happy New Year. I want you to have a Happy New Year in Christ.
Hallelujah.
Yes, have a happy new year in God. So this morning, the scripture will be coming from 1 John chapter 5. And I will be reading to you from the New International Version. So therefore, in the NIV, the words will read a little different than that in the King James. God's word reads, "Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. In fact, this is love for God, to keep his commands, and his commands are not burdensome. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God." You may be seated. Once again, I thank God for this opportunity. Thank God for Pastor Steed. Pray that he and his family is well taken care of in his absence this morning. Thank you for this opportunity. May God bless all of the ministers on staff, the deacons, deaconess, and everyone who's here this morning. I want to just simply put it and bring you a brief message. I like to operate from KIS, keep it simple. And that's all I'm going to do this morning, is just keep it as simple as I can. So I would say the sermon title is, "I've Got the Victory." So repeat after me, "I've got the victory." Say it like you mean it. That's right, that's right, that's right. Claim it. Call forth those things that be not as though they were. That's right. We need to speak God's words. And too often, we find that, should I just simply say, you know, a lot of times, Christians should not be defeated. They shouldn't be weak, bitter, and complaining. Christians have to live victoriously and overcome the world. Our faith in Christ, it gives us the ability to overcome the world if we allow it to. But see, many Christians, you know why they live in defeat? Because they simply back down from battles and they have a tendency to surrender. Too often, people say, "I don't want confrontations." Well, tell you the truth, I don't like to argue. But I will tell you, confrontation is necessary. And it's simply necessary to simply let people know that this is where I draw a line in the sand. There's certain things I will allow you to say or do. But I need to face this, and we're going to confront it. You know, it's the will of God for Christians to live victorious and to overcome the world and even the devil. But we can't do it by ourselves, and we can't do it in our own strength. I like how Jesus gave the example of, as he was fasting and Satan was there trying to tempt him. And Jesus used the word on him each time. So that's right. He used the scripture. And this is how we can overcome the world and the devil. And it is possible to live as an overcomer by believing in God and standing on his promises. That's very important, that we not only believe in God, but we need to stand on his promise. I like how the word simply reminds us, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ, you are born of God. And everyone who loves the Father, they love his child. And when we think about that, I want to simply say that first things first, if you say that you are a Christian and you say that you believe in God, I've always been told as a little child that actions speak louder than words. Okay, so at some point when you say you believe in something, those beliefs have to be manifest. They have to, the actions have to be shown. Because belief and faith, I call them cousins. You know, they're kin. You can't have one without the other. So faith without works is dead. And we just have to simply put that action. Put your words and let them be followed by actions. I remember it being said that what you do speaks so loudly that I can't hear what you're saying. That's because some people, if their lips are moving, you know they're lying. So instead, I need to let it follow up by actions. I remember when I used to, when I would get in trouble, my mama would not only show me that she meant business, but she would talk to me while she was doing it. And you know how you get that, didn't I tell you, and they talking to you? Yeah, I always call it, my mom would read my rights. And while she was reading me my rights, there were some actions behind it. And I just want you to understand that your beliefs should have actions. And this is how we become victorious. Verse 2 says, this is how we know that we love the children of God by loving God and carrying out his commands. And in verse 3, it carries on to say, in fact, this is the love for God to keep his commands. Now, what I like to say about that is in those two verses, not at one time when he said keep God's commands, he never did say the Ten Commandments. He said, keep God's commands. So I'm reminded in the book of Matthew. And in the book of Matthew, it says Matthew, the 22nd chapter, in verse 36, Jesus is talking to his disciples. And this is Matthew in the 22nd chapter, in verse 36. Disciple says unto him, teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. Now, I know that hurt right there. Somebody probably would just want to walk out and go home. Love my neighbor? Have you met him? Do you know him? You know they smell. I can't stand them. It is sometimes one of the most difficult things that people find themselves doing. And I don't mean just your next door neighbor. You know, love your neighbor as you love thyself. Those two commands, if we are loving our neighbor as we love ourselves, then I would be happy, Reverend Kitchens, if for whatever reason that your stocks that you invested in, all of a sudden you look in your portfolio and there's over $1 million+ there. I'm not going to plot to rob you and take from what you have. I'm happy for you. And I won't plot to ask you for some of it. Because what God gave you, he gave you, and it is for you. It's sometimes hard for us to be able to love the unlovable, to love those that purposely abuse you and take advantage of you. So I'm not here to give you a story where once you become saved, you live happily ever after. No, this is not one of those little bedtime stories for kids. I just simply want to tell you that if we're going to live victorious, we need to simply try to follow God's word the best we can, to do it with all of your might, to do it as God has asked you to. So your way of doing it, you may do a better job than me, but even with you doing a better job than me, God knows my best. He knows your best. So I can't say you're not getting in heaven because you're not doing it like me. And understand that when we follow his commands, as he called us to follow his commands, that we will be able to live a victorious life. Not only live a victorious life, I know sometimes people want to equate things to how well they live as far as their possessions. But it's not about your possessions, because, you know, we all are going to face challenges in life. We all going to have that Goliath. And here you are, little David, facing this giant. And for some people, like I said, they don't want confrontations. Now, I'm not advocating violence, but I will tell you that if God told me to go somewhere or I need to go somewhere, I'm either going to figure out how to go through you, around you, over you, or under you, but you're not going to stop me from getting to my destination. And that's what I mean by living victorious. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go to the best schools out there. You don't have to have the best name brand of any and everything to have a victorious life. That's how society want us to believe. That's what they want us to look at. That's what they want to set before us. But if anything, we should be the example of how the world lives, by how we deal with our problems and not act like everyone else dealing with their problems. When they see us going through trials and tribulations and yet still remain as positive as humanly possible, because, yeah, we're going to sin, we're going to fall down, we're going to make mistakes, and then that's when we get back up, ask God for forgiveness, and keep on keeping on. We can't stay there. I'm telling you this morning that if you love God, we want to keep his commands. That's what his word says to us. Keep his commands. For everyone born of God overcome the world. So once you decide to give your life to Christ and you get baptized and you professing God and here you are, you're reading your Bible, you're praying, you're doing everything that God tells us to do. This is us overcoming the world. This is the victory that overcome the world, even our faith. This is the victory that overcomes the world. And I love that part right there, the victory that overcomes the world. Because even with the victory that overcomes the world, I know it is in Isaiah 41 and 13 tells us that, for I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and say to you, do not fear, I will help you. Have no fear. I know sometimes I might be a little scared. You can startle me, catch me off guard. But fear, it don't live inside. I've always been small in stature, and I've always hated bullies. And yeah, I've had my ups and downs, my shares. But if anything that'll make me challenge you is you being a bully. And what I like about God's word, it says, have no fear. Yes, yeah. David and Goliath, have no fear. Have no fear that when you are faced with the situation where you just might be the Hebrew boys and now your faith is challenged, and here you are, not necessarily the same scenario, because I don't think it anywhere is legal in the United States that someone can throw you in a pit of fire. But the Hebrew boys was faced with that in their day. And Nebuchadnezzar was telling them to be careful how you answer, to see if your God can save you. And of course, they told him that they will serve their God and they will not represent those false gods. And that's when they were thrown into a fiery furnace that was heated up 7 times hotter. But when you say you believe in God and you have no fear and you are faced with what I would call the inevitable, when you are faced with something that looks like total destruction is there before you, you said you believe in God. Well, I do know that my God is not only an on-time God, but he's a miracle worker. I've seen it in my own life where God has done miracles as a child coming up. So this is something that I can witness. This is something that I just don't want to say, but this is something that I know. This is something that I believe. This is something that I have seen, and I have testified to it. And God just simply says, "For I am your Lord. I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear. I will help you with no matter what you're facing." Who you're facing, God will help you. You are his child. Why would I ask you, if you have children and do you love them? I think you would look at me as if I had 3 eyes in my head. What do you mean, why do I love them? They're mine. Well, we are God's children, and he loves us. And his word reminds us that he not only made us in his image, but he says we're wonderful and fearfully. So the point is, God loves us. He wants his will to be done. I remember as a child learning when we would pray, "Our Father, which art in heaven." If you listen to those words, at some point you would realize that when it says, "Your will be done," it is not our will, it is his will. Because God's will for our life is much better than our own will. One thing I know about people, including myself, we could feel 1,000 ways in 30 days about the same thing. So I can't always depend on what my will might be or what I think I want, or base my feelings, or base my decisions on my feelings at that time. No, we want God's will to be done, because too often we feel like doing something right now, and then 2 hours later when it's time to do it, that feeling has changed. Maybe we'll do it later. Maybe I'm the only one guilty of that, but not anybody right here. However, God knows and God cares. He loves us, and he's telling us how we can overcome the world. His word also reminds us in Matthew where he says that I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. If he didn't want you to overcome the world, then why would he offer you the keys to the kingdom of heaven? You see, the keys in my pocket here, they have value to me. They have no value to anyone here because they don't know what it goes to. But when God says, "I give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven," that's where everybody wants to go, but nobody wants to die to get there. God is reminding us that when we have trials, and we will have trials and tribulations, his word also says that whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. He's helping us in every hand, wherever we go, with whatever situation we face. There's somewhere, somehow, you can find it right here in the Bible. And he's telling us how to deal with every situation. Who is it that overcomes the world? The only one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. So in order for us to walk the only way for two to walk, we must agree. We must agree that there's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And once we're able to agree on that, then right here it says, who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is how we become more than conquerors, but this is how we are overcomers. Overcoming, I don't care if it's a cigarette habit, a drug addiction, it can be a multitude of things that sometimes so easily beset us. They are what we would call by most standards obstacles. I would call them stepping stones because it's all about perspective, your objective, how you're looking at it. Verse 5 reminds me of when it says, who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. I'm reminded in Philippians where it says, I am so wrong there. I have a multitude of things running through my mind, but however, it is Philippians. I was going to quote the wrong verse. Philippians 4 and 13, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If you believe that, then you must believe that you are more than an overcomer. You must believe that, yes, I am victorious. Yes, I do have the victory. Because you are doing these things through Christ. You're not doing them through your own might, through your own strength. You know, problems are not placed in our life to obstruct us. They are placed in our life to instruct us. So remember that however you act, that's going to determine what you attract. So as being a victorious Christian, your actions, once again, speak louder than your words. You're saying you're a Christian that is Christ-like, then we must behave Christ-like. I don't mean you have to walk around all day quoting scriptures, as some people will call them Bible thumpers, you know, walking around with a little cross on and just always just showing people that, oh, I'm very religious, and you have to pray in front of them all the time. I'm simply telling you that whatever you believe in, then it should show. This is who I am in the face of anyone, anywhere, at all times. I don't know if this should be a disclaimer or not, but, you know, it doesn't really matter what happens to you. What matters is how you handle what happens to you. And this is the difference that will really make a difference. And it'll also help you to stand even when you don't understand. I just want to say in closing, I didn't have intentions on being before you very long, and I know people always tell you that, so I'd rather tell you at the end than tell you at the beginning. Because sometimes in the beginning you say, I'm not going to be there that long, and people are ready to walk out. But simply put about what you believe, you need to put your actions in. You need to put actions speak louder than words. Put your money where your mouth is. You know all of the expressions that we say. At work, this week has been, or the past couple of weeks have been, some extremely, extremely challenging periods on the job. I have probably about 150 people that work for me in multiple locations throughout the city. And every day this week, I get a phone call. I feel like I am, a first responder. I'm putting out a fire. So while I'm here dealing with one problem, reminds me of Job a little bit, but not that severe. I'm dealing with one problem. I get a phone call. I have another problem over here. So I'm telling them, I'm going to be with you in a few minutes. I need to complete my thought process and finish this problem, and then I'll be over there to take care of this one. And it seemed like sometimes they would get worse and worse. And nonetheless, understand that we're not perfect. We're going to make mistakes. I don't know anybody who raised their hand up and say, first thing in the morning, I want to go see how much trouble I can cause. I, you know, maybe there are people out there that are like that, but I haven't met any. Nonetheless, I'm thinking in my mind a multitude of ways on how to address this other problem. And that one was another 911. So while all of these thoughts running through my mind, I get in my car, I leave one location, I'm on my way over to another. And out of all the thoughts that ran through my mind, the best one that ran through my mind, Reverend Kitchens, pray. I said, okay, God. It was time for me to put my money where my mouth is. So, but I was, you know, sometimes, like I said, I'm human. And I was just getting upset with just the multitude of problems. And I'm like, you know, am I the only one around here that's solving problems? I feel like Dr. Phil. And after I prayed, I arrived at the location. And thanks to God that I was able to walk over, figure out exactly what was going on, solve the problem as if I've been doing it for years. I have never even seen that type of problem before. But I give God credit because no matter what thoughts ran through my mind, no matter what it was that I was going to do, that prayer, God illuminated. And if he do it with me over something that small, he'll do it with you, whether it's big, tall, no matter what the problem is. It's just the idea that this is how we become victorious. Too often we want to pray to God about these real big things, and then we say, look, I have the small stuff. I got that. I just need you for this. It's just the idea I simply want to put. We have the victory. We are an overcomer. Everything is set in our favor. You're going to have problems. Trust me. You're going to have trials and tribulations. But the same things that we're running from, we should be running after them, chasing them, beating them, kicking them, and letting them know that I am a child of God. I have no fear. I am not to run away from these things. And if we believe in God, put your money where your mouth is. God bless you.
Everybody stand to your feet. Just for a moment, as the preacher was preaching, teaching us in the lesson, all of us experience many, many different scenarios in life. Some good, some not so good. But as a Christian, as my friend and preacher was saying, Reverend Gordon, a Christian got victory unlike the world does. And I say that for several reasons, but one I'm going to give you. As the preacher was preaching, he reminded me that whatever you program into your minds usually reflects in your actions. And the reason why God can't operate in some of us is simply because we won't relinquish. We got the victory. We just won't let the Holy Spirit lead us in the way that we should go. We want to do it on our own. So thank you, Reverend. We all got the victory. We just got to trust God. Wherever you are right now, wherever you are, perhaps there's someone that may be listening in on this broadcast, or perhaps there's someone that may be here. You feel that everything you've done up to this point in your life, that you've done the best that you can do in whatever situation you find yourself in. But I've learned that if we put our trust in the Almighty God, He's able to handle everything and we can have the victory. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. So if there's one here today or wherever you are, I want to offer Christ to you right now. While the blood is still running warm in your veins, let me just remind, and I don't want to take too much time, but let me just remind all of us of something. We don't know where death is. We don't know when our day is going to come where the Lord calls our name. I don't know how many was watching the football game this past Monday, but it seemed like death came at the doorstep of Brother Hamlin, the football player for Buffalo. And just in an instance, his heart stopped beating and was administered CPR. Thanks be to God. Somebody ought to give God the praise. Thanks be to God that he had a pulse before they put him in the ambulance. We don't know where death is. We ought to make up our minds now. Would there be one today? To Jesus. Somebody that's listening in through this broadcast, again, you feel that there may not be hope, but there is hope within you because Jesus went to the cross, paid the price for sins of this whole world. You and I, wherever you are, right there. Pray this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you now. Father, I'm a person that needs to be saved. Father, come into my heart. Clean up what I've messed up. Make me a new person. In your will, in your ways, and in your words. If you prayed that prayer, you're already saved. Perhaps there's someone here that wants to intercede on behalf of somebody. We all need prayer. Right there, just where you are. Every head bow. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, nobody but you, Lord, can handle any problem. Nobody but you, Lord, can make things right. And in the name of Jesus, right now, we recognize, Father, that we need you right now to come and fix what we've messed up. Father, right now, we've got issues that we want to put before you. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch the family of the 6-year-old kid that shot a school teacher. Father, we need you right now. Father, touch in all of our cities right now. Those that feel like they can take lives at will right now, touch, open their minds, open their hearts. And oh God, right now, as we come to this altar, Father, give peace to Sister Williams right now. Give peace and comfort to Sister Barbara Jackson and the Jackson family. Right now, God, give them comfort to know that you're in control and that you got the power to give us strength in these days and time. Lord, comfort where comfort is needed. Give peace where peace is needed. Give understanding where it is needed. Those that stand in the need of a healing right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, heal their bodies. Make them whole again. And Father, turn our country around. Turn our nation around, Father. That, Father, we become the kind of people you would have each of us to be. Now we pray blessings upon this church, the entire church family. We pray blessings upon our pastor and the first family. Praying for his mother, Lord, continue to give her strength. Continue to give all mothers strength. Touch them now, that they continue to grow in you. And Father, we thank you for your word. Bless this preach man. Crown him with wisdom. Continue to give him knowledge, that Lord, he will continue to do your will. We thank you now, and we give you the honor, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' name, we say amen, 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 amen. Come on and give God some praise. Amen. Truly, he is worthy of all of the praises. Amen. Give Reverend Gordon another hand, if you would. Amen. Thank you, Reverend, for that word. We have the victory in Jesus. Amen. Give our musicians a hand. Amen. Our directors. Amen. Give our male chorus a hand. Our ushers. Amen. Thank you all so much. Amen. I failed to make this announcement. I spoke with him on last night. Continue to pray much as well in our prayer list for Deacon Dickerson. I think he had a knee replacement. Amen. So keep him as well lifted up in our prayer and praise hour. Amen. Everybody sing amen. Everybody sing amen. Everybody sing amen. 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 Now may the grace of our Lord, the sweet commune of His Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide hence, now, and forever. Let us all say, Amen. Amen. Go and have a blessed day. Sunday school at 9:30 in the fellowship hall, or you can tune in virtually. Amen. At 9:30. Again.